So, how in the world did Keene's annual pumpkin festival, a subdued family event, turn into this? For the last few years, Pumpkin Fest has been drawing bigger and bigger crowds of drunken 20-somethings. But this weekend was over the top. A few square blocks near the college were filled with thousands of people chanting obscenities, tearing down street signs, lighting fires. SWAT teams marched through the streets in Kevlar, shooting pepper balls, tear gas, and foam rubber bullets. This morning, Governor Maggie Hassan called the riots an outrage.
Obviously, we want to hold the parties who were behaving as they did accountable. We also want to investigate ways to hold accountable any social media organizations that fueled this.
The governor didn't specify any particular social media organizations, but city officials point to an outfit called Finnerage TV. Head to their website and you'll see a video of maybe 1,000 people in a backyard in Keene. In the weeks leading up to Pumpkin Fest, Finnerage promoted a party with a poster showing a scantily clad woman standing in a field of pumpkins. Finnerage TV traffics in plenty of suggestive content. Their website is full of videos of people chugging beer, grinding on the dance floor, and in one instance, smoking a bong through a gas mask.
They did go on social network and bring in a lot of out-of-town students for just the purpose of coming up and raising mayhem.
Randy Filio is a Keene city councilor. He says the city knew Finnerage was coming to town because of the buzz on social media. He says landlords told off-campus student tenants if they hosted a Finnerage party, they'd be evicted.
We were put in the middle. I got shot by a rubber bullet. This is the last thing that I wanted.
Meet Trevor Finney, the 20-year-old owner of Finnerage TV. Finney's company has been around for less than a year. He brings DJs and sound equipment to colleges, hosts a party, and films it. They've done this at Franklin Pierce and UMass Amherst, among others. Finney says it's all for free, but in the hope of making money someday. Here's a clip from a party Finnerage hosted in Keene earlier this year.
Just keep the noise down a little bit, because the cops are going to weave back. They're gone for now, but they know there's a f***ing rager here. Let's go.
Councilman Filio, who knows a thing or two about rowdy behavior as the former owner of a bar in Keene known for excessive drinking, says young people from around New England heard about Pumpkin Fest through Finnerage. He says you could see the aftermath in the Walmart parking lot on Sunday morning.
Probably hundreds and hundreds of cars, all out of state. You know, there might have been, from what I saw, maybe 10 cars with New Hampshire plates on it, with students basically passed out, front seats, back seats, you know, everywhere. But, you know, how many of these were actually affiliated to that particular website? I mean, you know, we'll never really have an accurate count, but we know it was substantial.
Trevor Finney at Finnerage is defensive about these accusations.
Finnerage is having a good time. It's about the unique experience that we bring.
But these videos, people are clearly loaded, and they're on college campuses where, again, most people are under the age of 21. But that does seem to be playing with fire.
It does, but we have never gotten ourselves in a position where we've had an uncontrollable environment.
Until now. Maybe until now?
But we had nothing to do with this.
And you can find some young people who were in Keene who agree with that. Jordan Blake is 19 and lives in Troy. She's been going to Pumpkin Fest since she was a little kid, and she says the scene Saturday night was terrifying. But she says it's a mistake to lay the blame solely on Finnerage.
A lot of people had no idea who Finnerage was in the game. Somewhere I was like, oh my God, it's Finnerage. And she ran over to the camera. And there's people like, who's Finnerage? Like, I've never heard of them before. And I guess the camera had influence on people's actions.
But Jordan Blake also points out the rioting happened along the edge of the Keene State College campus in a neighborhood that has become increasingly known for crazy parties. In a press conference Monday afternoon, city officials said 84 people have been arrested, but they expect that number to climb. And Chief of Police Kenneth Miola said social media and Finnerage brought out-of-towners to Keene.
That's really where social media played a big role with Finnerage and how they market themselves to come and throw parties. So I think that initially played a part in bringing elements to Keene.
Whether that means Finnerage is on the hook for their behavior isn't clear. Officials say they'll be investigating what happened at Pumpkin Fest for months. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.